This is the start of part two, the battle for your mind. First, the devil beguiles the mind with the influence of popularity and distractions that draws you into a worldly mindset. The devil knows how to attract your mind to exploit your personal weaknesses for tempting you to turn from God. The mind is a spiritual battlefield. Many are unaware of the devil's influence and are constantly victimized and are in danger of losing control of their mind altogether. Recall the old saying, an idle mind is the devil's playground. Those who fail to feed their minds the truth of God will not know deliverance, peace, and comfort in Christ. The mind is the cradle of all attitudes, reasoning, and thinking. The mind directs your daily dealings with the social issues that is ever afflicting us in the world. The devil beguiled the minds of Adam and Eve. They never thought about disobeying God until the devil came along. They never desired to be as God until the devil enticed them. It is not possible to be strong in the Lord until your mind is conformed to God in attitude, reasoning, and thinking. So when you are influenced by the precepts of men, God's truth must be applied to guide you in your actions. Too often, we are influenced by emotions and what the majority says or does. Once God's truth is set aside as the standard for guiding how we cope and relate to the problems of life, then we lose our spiritual bearings. This is why the devil is able to seduce the mind of man to do evil so easily, because man depends on emotions, rationalism, and false thinking to decide what is right and wrong. The devil seduces the mind of man to do evil on a global scale. Scripture gives us vital instruction on the states of mind that man can have. So letting your simple nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's law, and it never will. The devil has the power to exploit man's sin nature. He is able to influence family and friends in his scheme to subtly draw us away from living obediently to God. Can we stand against the devil in our own power? Job was powerless when the devil attacked. Look at what the devil was able to do to Job's body, home, possessions, and friends. Second, the devil tries to flood the mind with evil imaginations and desires that are deplorable to God. The devil hates those whose minds are stayed on God. So the devil tries to corrupt our thoughts, tastes, and ambitions that will set us at enmity with God. The devil aims to gain a stronghold in your mind. He wants you interested in the life of sin, but never tells you the end result. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The devil aims to create sinful mindsets in us. One deadly mindset is the doubtful mind. The devil lied and made Eve to doubt. To doubt God is to call him a liar and is only the first step toward disobeying God, ultimately forsaking God altogether. For this to happen, the devil needs unhindered access to your mind. A mind feeding on hostility will not heed the message, "The meek shall inherit the earth." A mind saturated with revenge will ignore God's command to be at peace with one another. The devil blinds the minds of those living out his lies. The blinded mind is blocked from the saving truth of God. The light of Jesus opens the blinded mind to the truth of salvation. God labors to give us a renewed mind. After a life of sin, we need to yield our minds to Christ. Only then will daily life conform to what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Paul instructs saints to put on the full armor of God. What is this armor? The armor of God are the spiritual weapons saints use to defend themselves against enemies in the spirit world. Each spiritual weapon matches equipment a Roman soldier uses going into battle. The armor of God includes the belt of truth. It held the sword, which is God's word, needed for defense against the lies of the devil. The devil is the father of lies. When we practice truth, the devil's lies are exposed. The breastplate of righteousness was a metal plate protecting the upper body and heart. This weapon symbolizes the righteous life saints have in Christ. The devil accuses the saints of sin. Living godly fortifies us and defends us against the devil's accusations. Shoes of the gospel. We need sound footing to withstand the devil in battle. These shoes symbolizes the gospel that gives saints peace with God. Through the gospel, we defeat the devil. Shield of faith was large, protecting the soldier from spears, arrows, and darts. This shield symbolizes faith by which saints daily live by faith, trusting in the power of God to protect them from satanic attack. The helmet of salvation symbolizes the mind controlled by God. Through the mind, people are led astray. The mind that feeds on the doctrines of God will not become a battle casualty. The devil leads many astray through false teachings and lies. Sword of the Spirit symbolizes the Word of God. God's Word is an offensive weapon to conquer the devil. The Word pierces the heart, convicts us of sin, and leads to life. The Word of God wounds the devil and blocks him from hindering the work of God. Without the full armor of God, we are at risk in having a reprobate mind. This mind is a proud enemy of God. The reprobate mind is consumed with resentment toward God. Third, the devil seeks to destroy your mind by crushing your will to live for God. The mind is the door to your heart. The mind must have saving knowledge of Christ before the heart repents. Until this happens, your will is paralyzed. A corrupt mind and a heart expressing love and admiration for God is a contradiction. The devil wages war against the mind to weaken man. In a weakened and sinful state, man will never revere God. Man at first wills to rebel against God, and when he does, he falls into the hands of the devil. How important is the mind? God goes through the mind to get to the heart and will of man. Without the right knowledge, man will not know how to love Christ. When there is not a renewed mind to receive true knowledge, there is no will to repent, love, and live by faith. Sinful emotions, attitudes, and actions must be put under subjection to the truth of God. This is called deliverance. Jesus reminds us, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." The heart is corrupted by the mess we feed our minds over the years. What is fed to the mind determines the quality of one's desires. Desires are either godly or sinful. The devil exploits sinful desires hiding in the heart. Think for a moment. How does a heart turn murderous? There is a murderous mind that turns the heart to desire and act murderously. The devil is not content to own heathens who already hate God. The devil battles to tear the believer who is diligently yielding to God. But the devil knows the human will is weakened after suffering devastating attacks. So the devil turns up the demonic heat to afflict us. Believers who stumble in prayer experience a weakened will. Prayer is the source of strength to wear God's armor and effectively wield the sword. After all, spiritual warfare is demanding. Believers must pray for tenacity to keep doing the will of God. When you struggle to finish your faith obligations, know the devil is fighting against you to crush your will to serve God. Even when life seems to be calm, the devil is ever planting seeds of rebellion in the mind, so the heart is not fully committed to serve God. No one wears the armor of God without the power of prayer. Prayer gives you the power to withstand attack after attack over the course of your spiritual life. God's will for every believer is to pray without ceasing and to withstand all wicked forces. In conclusion, as the battle for your mind rages on, what is the state of your mind, heart, and will? Are you a battle casualty to the devil's wiles because you fight back using physical weapons rather than the sword or the word? Do you fight fire with fire? Do you fight bullets with bullets? How would you defend yourself against the emerging anarchy in the land? How would you fight the temptation to resort to violence to answer the injustice done to you? How would you rise above spiritual decline rather than going down to destruction? Until you battle the devil with the full armor of God, you are powerless and your defeat is certain as the devil wars against you. If you are not spiritually armed, the victor in the battle for your mind will be the devil, not God. The battle for your mind never stops if man insists on feeding his mind with plans of evil instead of putting on the mind of Christ. The mind becomes a cradle of lying, guilt, anger, bitterness, hostility, hatred, and more. Even so, God battles for your mind and is ever pleading with us to know thou the God of thy Father and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Who will be the victor in the battle for your mind, God or the devil? God bless you all.